Here we are, guest of the day, part two, Electric Boogaloo, Justin, Zach, Tim, Vic as well, who I am told, has it really been that long since we've seen each other?
Yeah, it has been quite the time, let me tell you. I wasn't sure where the office was anymore.
Same here. No, I'm kidding. Tim, Vic with us, of course, City of Manchester. You're all moved into the new house. Yep. You've been able to 192% ensconce yourself in everything Manchester. So what do we need to know?
You know, really, I get to move in just before the blizzard. Yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of fun moving in winter before the holidays.
Thank you for not calling, by the way. I appreciate that. I'd love to come up and help Tim, but the roads are bad. I just can't do it.
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's a great location, a great part of town. So really kind of looking forward to the new style house and the new noises and creaks and noise. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things.
My body makes those same noises. All right. First off, I had it in the news this morning. I want to talk to you right away about it. Garbage pickup. Last time we were in here, we were talking about how Kleesner wanted to kind of consolidate everything. And and that is now moving forward from what I understand.
That is. The council did approve moving or changing the contract, allowing them with a 6 a.m. start. One of the concerns, you know, we used to have with the 7 o'clock start was the noise. Mm-hmm. Well, that was back when they had people in the back of the truck and they were throwing cans, talking to each other. And generally, they had these steel cans that really made a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. Now with the plastic cans and that arm pickup, it doesn't make as much noise. As a matter of fact, most people don't even know they went past the house until it's too late.
Until you missed it. Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's. I think this will work well starting February 1st, which is a Wednesday. They will do the whole town for garbage collection on Wednesday, February 1st, and then every Wednesday is when they'll pick that up. The challenge is going to be the recycling. They will still pick up recycling on Wednesdays, but half the town will be 1 week, the other half of the town will be the second week. So it'll be alternating weeks, and we'll be getting that information out. We'll have a map up on the website for us, and we'll get text alerts set out to people. So another reason for you to sign up for the text alert, at least with this new stuff coming out, is to understand when your recycling will be picked up. Because they've kind of divided the town basically at Fayette Street.
Okay.
North of Fayette Street will be 1 week. South of Fayette Street will be another week. That's kind of the general rule.
So if you miss your recycling, you go find a friend who's up on the north side of Fayette Street. Like, I'm going to put... No, you can't do that.
Well, you'll have to do that the next week.
Okay.
Yeah, you provided they have room in their can.
That's true. So details on that forthcoming. The other thing, and then Zach, I'm going to turn it over to you because I highlighted the last two for you. But when it comes to meetings, an update on videotaping and then a little on comment as well in time when it comes to that.
Sure. Basically on the videotaping, we recorded it last night. I'm getting ready. I've downloaded the video. I have to upload it to YouTube so we can stream it onto YouTube there, the recording. So I'm working through that process right now. The video is still a little grainy, but I think we'll work through it. Mm-hmm. The biggest challenge is to make sure everyone can hear what's being said, and you kind of see who's saying it.
Yeah, that's the most important part. Mm-hmm. You want to see who's saying what. All right, Zach, you have any questions for Tim, Vic this morning?
Do you want to talk about the motion to set...
Kind of all the stuff for Shelley Park,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Shelley Park.
And my favorite project.
Yep. Yep, so what we did last night was we set February, what is that, 11th?
13th.
Okay, yep.
With inflation, it's the 13th.
It's 13th. Now, yeah. So Monday, February 13th is the date and time for a public hearing on the bid form specifications for the Shelley Park project. The bids are due February 8th back to the city. We'll review the bids, take them to the council, we'll approve bid form specifications. Hopefully the bids come in under budget. We'll see where things are coming at. And if they come in within what we can work with, we'll move forward with getting that project going down the road. If they come in high, the council will have a decision to make.
Okay. And then still you have, if I remember correct, you still have to have this thing done by a certain date.
The contract still states May 29th.
Okay. Now,
I think they may grant us an extension. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily want to do that 6 months ahead of the deadline.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you make a good faith effort to get this project underway and get it completed. It's kind of a catch-22. Do we do it? Do we not do it? Mm-hmm. In all honesty, though, what I've worked with in grants in the past, as long as you're making good faith effort to keep things on task and keep things moving, they'll work with you.
Gotcha. And speaking of construction, the last question.
And then what about the East Main Street Improvement Project?
Oh, that project's still going. what we had was we had a pay estimate, and it was just a really small pay estimate. I think it was like $1,600 or so. Basically, they're wrapping things up until spring hits, and then go back through and do the final touch-ups. They got to do some final seating, grading, and get things put in place. So they just have a punch list of items, mm-hmm. and then because that is a special assessment project, you know, we have to do things through the code, how the process goes. So there are some steps we need to take.
Gotcha. Anything else you want to bring to everybody's attention?
You know, really just want to talk about sign up for the city's text alerts or check on our website, manchester-ia.org, so you can find out when the trash and recycling will be picked up. But starting February 1st, the whole town will be picked up on Wednesday for trash. It's just determining which route you are on for the alternating weeks for recycling.
You'll figure it out soon.
Yep.
It'll become clear.
So notices will be going out. We are working with Gleasners. We'll put a notice flyer in with the water bill.
Okay.
So since we have the envelopes now, we can stuff those as well. So we'll put that out there. We'll obviously be working with KMCH and the Manchester Press and our city website.
There you go. Always good to see you, my friend. Thanks for coming in. I have a housewarming gift for you. It's back home at my home. Next time I see you, I'll bring it up, though.
Well, so. If it's warming, I could have used that during the blizzard.
It's a brand new furnace. Congratulations. So Tim Vick with us. You'll see his smiling face online at KMCH.com.
The American Legion.